Wheat prices are headed up.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. We're going to get a take on the global perspective now. What's happening in business and in economics around the world and how it affects us here in the United States? Just a couple of years ago, you remember, food prices soared to new highs. Rising demand, declining stockpiles, and some say speculators helped drive those prices higher. Well, now a scorching heat wave in Russia may be sending those food prices skyward again. Christopher Worth has more.
Russian and Ukrainian wheat farms make up one of the biggest breadbaskets in the world. But with temperatures in Moscow reaching 100 degrees, crops have withered. A loss in wheat supply has sent prices soaring roughly 50% since the end of June, the highest since 2008, when the food crisis sparked off riots around the world. Michael Seary is with Olympus Futures in Chicago. He says with crops also affected by weather and pests in places such as Canada and Australia, prices could go higher.
The thing with the futures market, it's pricing in basically all doom and gloom here. You know, wheat definitely can go higher. It's still almost half of what it was a couple of years ago. And we had terrific droughts there. Different parts of the world had the droughts, and that skyrocketed very, very quickly.
And remember, wheat is used to feed livestock and make all sorts of other things. So higher wheat prices could cascade through the supermarket, raising the price on everything from beef to beer. In London, I'm Christopher Worth. For Marketplace.
The British oil giant BP hopes work today will spell out the near end of the massive Gulf of Mexico oil leak. Crews are pumping mud and then perhaps cement down the throat of the blown-out well at the bottom of the sea, hoping that'll cap it for good. A quarter of all doctors in America, one in four, graduated from medical schools abroad. Now, that's a good thing, according to a new study. Research published today in the journal Health Affairs says that foreign diploma could mean a better doctor. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Gregory Warner reports.
If you got your medical degree overseas, don't bother applying for a residency in most hospitals.
They wouldn't even consider them to have an interview for a position.
Dr. Ian Krantz is a professor at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia and chairman of a commission that certifies foreign medical graduates. He says those students suffer under a stigma that their education is second rate. They end up taking the jobs that graduates of American schools tend to avoid at hospitals in rural towns and inner cities. Krantz studied 6,000 doctors and their performance measures. He found that foreigners with international diplomas did just as well or even better than their U.S.-educated counterparts. Not so for Americans that studied abroad. John Norsini, the study's lead author, says those doctors had the worst performance rankings.
It may be that they're not quite as qualified to begin with.
Which could mean if you see a foreign diploma on your doctor's wall, you should hope he or she's got a foreign accent, too. In Philadelphia, I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
Let's check the numbers. Markets are lower right now in Europe at the moment, retreating from big gains yesterday. Asian markets mostly rose today following the lead of Wall Street yesterday. Stocks were bolstered here by a positive manufacturing report. The S&P and NASDAQ added an average of 2%. Same for the Dow, 208 points to close at 10,674.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Yellow Book 360, offering a spectrum of marketing tools for small businesses designed to go beyond yellow. More at yellowbook360.com. And by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com.
They're not necessarily companions for better nutrition, but tequila and cheese can teach us a lot about boosting economies in the developing world. A recent study compared the economic benefits of the two on the international market. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
Some things can only be produced in very specific regions.
Certain products are inextricably linked to their geographical locations. It started in France at the beginning of the 20th century when they started protecting wines.
That's Sarah Bowen, assistant professor at North Carolina State University. Bowen studied two products defined by geography, both successful on the market, but with different outcomes for farmers: Comté cheese from France and tequila from Mexico.
Comte has been very successful in terms of stimulating rural development, contributing to jobs in the area, contributing to higher prices for the farm products.
The French farmers regulate all aspects of their industry, exactly what raw materials can be used, what cows can eat, how the cheese is made and exported. But in Mexico, agave farmers who produce the raw materials for tequila don't have the same protections.
Tequila is becoming more and more industrialized, and the smaller tequila companies and the agave farmers are getting pushed out of the supply chain.
A rose petal margarita, please.
Okay.
With salt.
This Philadelphia restaurant called Tequila's serves 125 different kinds of the liquor. But owner David Sura won't serve any blended tequilas.
I don't think that we should call that spirit tequila.
He says blended tequilas are made by multinational companies that use less agave sugars in favor of cheaper ones. That means less money for agave farmers. Suro says Mexico can't control the standards for tequila because so much is produced outside the country.
There is absolutely no way to monitor all the bottling companies outside of Mexico.
Sarah Bowen says governments need to regulate how and where products like tequila are produced in order to protect small farmers.
It's really important for the government to sort of conceive of these regulations not just as trade protection, but as a rural development policy.
Mexican agave farmers need some help. Bowen says the market price for agave is below the cost of production, so farmers are letting their crops rot. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And finally, let's be clear. Bill Cosby is not really dead. His demise was advertised all over the internet yesterday. It was one of the most searched items on Twitter and Google. It's the second time Cosby's been declared deceased in cyberspace. Back in February, it also hit with quite a fervor. And a lot of other celebrity death rumors have hit the internet in the past few years. Natalie Portman, Betty White, comedian Sinbad, singer Rick Astley. But yesterday, Cosby rebutted those claims, and in true internet guerrilla marketing, he Twittered that he's alive and well and that he has a new iPhone app. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. Check us out online at marketplace.org and share your thoughts. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.